Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, December 26, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As announced, we had a gap in the podcast. I was traveling across China and as a result had a real hard time getting a podcast together. Plus, with the holidays, of course, there was less to talk about in the first place. So let me start out actually with a couple quick first-hand observations of the big Chinese firewall. As expected, Facebook is pretty much inaccessible from normal Chinese internet connection. It is also pretty much impossible to get an anonymous connection. Most wireless connections require that you sign up for it, either by showing your passport or by having a Chinese mobile phone number to which a one-time password is then sent via SMS. On the other hand, once a VPN connection was established, everything worked fine. IPsec VPNs worked pretty well. OpenVPN, not quite as well. One exception were international hotel chains who typically did have unfiltered access to the internet and in some cases provided anonymous access as well. But let's see what else we have. Of course, the day after I recorded the last podcast, we had these terrible shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Well, we had very few charity sites that were questionable in response to this particular shooting. Now, what's sort of different here in this case is that we had actually some fairly active interest from law enforcement and have handed over these sites to be further investigated. Other than that, I haven't seen any malware associated with it or other sort of spam that was caused by this particular event. But if you still see something, please forward it to us. And then one thing I pointed out in the monthly Microsoft patch Tuesday was that we keep having these open type and issues with kernel drivers. Well, it turns out that Microsoft actually didn't get that patch quite correctly and had to re-release it. Now, the issue fixed is a rendering issue. It's not a security issue. But if you have users reporting that fonts don't look right or distorted or such, you may want to look at the update for this particular bulletin and you may want to reapply the patch to make sure that you get the latest version of it. And we have some not so great news from Samsung. Two processors of its Exynos family appear to be vulnerable to an exploit with this exploit because it does attack the processor firmware itself. It is possible to gain root on Android devices. This processor is typically used in Android devices like, for example, the flagship phones Galaxy S3 and S2, but also the Galaxy Note 2 use this particular processor. The flaw is, however, fixable with a software fix, so expect some software fix shortly from Samsung to fix this particular problem. There is an exploit available and has been publicly posted for this particular vulnerability. At this point, it's not really clear whether or not this affects all versions of Android or how much it depends on the operating system for this vulnerability to be exploitable. And Google is adding additional protections to Chrome in order to protect it from malicious extensions. First of all, it will no longer be possible for an extension to auto-install, and then also extensions that are offered via the Chrome Web Store will be scanned by Google for known malicious patterns. One problem in the past was privacy problems with many of these extensions. Some extensions do report back more data to the creator of the extension than they actually disclose to the user, and there wasn't really any enforcement in place. So now with this automatic scanning process, there will be a bit at least of enforcement to make sure that these extensions don't overstep their bounds. And encryption company, or should I better say decryption company, Elcomsoft is in the news again for a new and even fancier way to decrypt files. In this particular case, they now added the ability to scrape memory for encryption keys for popular encryption schemes like BitLocker, BGP, and others. This has been a known vulnerability for a long time. If you remember, for example, the cold boot attacks and issues like this, but the attack has not been all that easy. Of course, there have been in the past some compromise of systems that scraped keys from memory. With this tool, this should be even easier. Have to see how well it actually works. Of course, some of the tools that Elcomsoft makes are only available to qualified law enforcement purchases. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening. We should complete this week with a podcast every day. Next week, probably I'll skip Monday or Tuesday or maybe both days for New Year. Thanks and bye.